13 in front of 6 o'clock, 32 degrees. We call it First Thoughts here on WWIB, where we are family. I'm trying to remember, what was the starting temp this morning? Was it 32 or 33? It was one of the two. We're at 32 now. I've seen 33, so usually use that as kind of, you know, getting your foot on the bottom and going from there. All right, well, in the news this morning, I guess the passing of two well-known figures in this last day. Yesterday, actor Robert Duvall passing at the age of 95. Stephen Curtis Chapman had done some music for a movie he was in. I want to say The Apostle. And as we'll read later his tribute I saw on Facebook from yesterday. And also, word breaking overnight of the passing of civil rights activist and former presidential candidate Jesse Jackson, dead at the age of 84.
His family announced his death overnight, saying he passed away peacefully surrounded by loved ones. Jackson had been dealing with a progressive neurodegenerative disease for the past decade. He spoke at the 1988 Democratic presidential nominating convention.
I see the face of America, red, yellow, brown, black, and white. We're all precious in God's sight. The real rainbow coalition.
Jackson ran for the Democratic Party's nomination for president in 1984 and 1988 and did better than any African-American had done until Barack Obama won the nomination in 2008. He began pushing for civil rights as an undergrad when he marched with Martin Luther King Jr. at Selma, Alabama in 1965. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And, my recollection is was a college student, but also working here as a news director since 1988. I can remember Jesse Jackson. I want to say in Eau Claire, maybe near the library, there was kind of a rally somewhere where he spoke. Maybe there was more than one occasion, but that's what I remember, the campaign of 88. Also, today in history, no audio for you now, maybe later this morning. This is the day, February 17th, 1993, that serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer was sentenced to life in prison. Fellow inmates beat him to death less than 2 years later. But I recall in the early days of my front page talk show, talking with a pastor from Madison who had claimed to have led Jeffrey Dahmer to faith in Christ. On this day in 2013, 13 years ago, Danica Patrick became the first woman at the Daytona 500 in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series to win the pole position. And this is the day 12 years ago that Jimmy Fallon replaced Jay Leno in his first broadcast as host of The Tonight Show. And finally, our morning devotion for February 17th from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, with scriptures Matthew 28, 5 through 7 and 2 Corinthians 5, 17, which of course says, if anyone's in Christ, they're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Today's devotion reads like this. I am the risen one who shines upon you always. You worship a living deity, not some idolatrous man-made image. Your relationship with me is meant to be vibrant and challenging as I invade more and more areas of your life. Do not fear change, for I am making you a new creation with old things passing away and new things continually on the horizon. When you cling to old ways and sameness, you resist my work within you. I want you to embrace all that I am doing in your life, finding your security in me alone. It is easy to make an idol of routine, finding security within the boundaries you build around your life. Although each day contains 24 hours, every single one presents a unique set of circumstances. Don't try to force fit today into yesterday's mold. Instead, ask me to open your eyes so you can find all I have prepared for you in this precious day of life. Good thoughts from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, enjoying peace in his presence devotion here on WWIB. WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Good to have you with us. 12 in front of 7 here this morning. And Robert Duvall passing at the age of 95. The word coming down yesterday, also this morning, mentioned that Jesse Jackson dead at the age of 84, the longtime civil rights leader. But the movie, it was a 1997 movie, The Apostle, and Stephen Curtis Chapman had done the song I Will Not Go Quietly on the soundtrack for that. And Stephen posting yesterday on Facebook, he says, so sad to hear the passing of this great American icon, Robert Duvall, and a friend that I had the privilege of working with several years ago. Boy, how the years go by, right? He says that he was particularly impressed with our girl, Emily. Remembering him saying, that girl, she's got a special light in her eyes, he said. Stephen writes, Duvall was remarkably kind and thoughtful. We had several great conversations about faith and even called me once to ask questions about adoption. I was blessed to know him. There'll never be another one like the great Robert Duval. Well, the Winter Olympics continue in Italy, and one question people might have is, what do athletes do with their medals?
Yeah, after you win it, what happens? Does it go on display somewhere? Do you just wear it to the grocery store? The New York Times asked athletes what they've done with their medals after winning them, and apparently there's a very common hiding place where they put their medals.
Yeah, maybe that could be our trivia question after 7:45, but we're going to give the answer. The most common hiding place is a sock drawer used by stars like Michaela Schifrin and Alex Hall, who kept his beneath thermal underwear.
So stick it in the sock drawer. All that work, all that effort to win that medal, and it's like, yeah, stick it with the socks and the thermal underwear. Some athletes prefer slightly more functional storage. For instance, Christopher Mosdur stores his silver medal with sunglasses, belts, and ties. Accessories, I guess.
Yeah, others choose the kitchen with former bobsledder Valerie Fleming occasionally leaving hers in a kitchen drawer.
I'm just thinking of, like, the junk drawer that everyone in the Midwest has. It's like, oh, there's a gold medal in there. Jessie Diggins from Afton, Minnesota, right, takes a more protective approach by tucking her three medals inside a hat at her parents' house.
And for some, the medals serve as a literal bedside companion, as Ashley Caldwell and her husband sleep between two gold medals kept in their respective nightstands.
Interestingly, several athletes like Oksana Masters actually use a physical sock as a makeshift protective pouch.
Yeah.
For the medal.
Who knew? You thought there'd maybe be
no idea. I just figured you'd hang it out where everyone could see it coming into your house. But it's like, no, it's in with the socks.
Yeah, there we go.
Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in and maybe win on a Tuesday. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a pair of Mikon Cinemas movie passes. Maybe you want to go see I Can Only Imagine 2. Of course, that early access was on Valentine's Day, but now it'll open up everywhere on the 20th, which means Mikon will have it Thursday evening. So be on the lookout for those showings and support your local theater Mikon Cinemas. But we have a chance for you to go for free to a movie of your choice at Mikon if you can solve this question. There are over 10 million of what in the United States? There are over 10 million of these in the U.S. of A. 715-723-2555. There are over 10 million what in the United States? Over 10 million of these. 715-723-2555 to guess.
All right, what could it be? 723-2555. Two Mikon movie passes to the movie of your choice. A lot of people speaking very highly of I Can Only Imagine 2. And let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hi, Courtney.
Is it car washes?
Is it? Oh, over 10 million car washes. Good guess.
Hmm. I went to one yesterday, had the pass from my wife, and then said closed.
So oh, that's a bummer.
Having a deal. All right, sorry. Thanks, Courtney, for starting us off, leading the pack. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kira from Cameron, and I'm guessing pizza stores.
Pizza stores. Over 10 million pizza joints in the United States.
That's a good guess, but that is not it. Sorry.
715-723-2555. Two in a row from Barron County.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dylan and Eau Claire.
All right, good job. Well, what's your guess?
Restaurants.
Restaurants. We had pizza joints, to pizza stores, but just restaurants in general. Over 10 million restaurants in the U.S. of A. Is that what it is, Dylan?
Another great guess for two movie tickets to Mikon, but that's not it.
715-723-2555. Over 10 million what in the United States?
All right, so the listeners collectively kind of gathering their thoughts, and so no incoming calls at the moment, but you go to the front of the line if you call right now at 723-2555. 723-2555. Two Mikon movie passes on the line.
Yeah, and again, see any movie that you'd like to see. I Can Only Imagine 2, certainly highly recommended. That'll be coming out Thursday evening. But there's some other great movies all the time at Mikon Cinemas as well, too. And you can't beat their popcorn. That's fantastic, the movie theater popcorn.
Wow, it's coming out Thursday. Our folks really saw it early, didn't they?
Indeed, yeah. It was special, again, because of the way Mikon supports faith-based films, got access to those very first screenings in the nation.
It's cool. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenna from Eau Claire.
Hi, Jenna. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Household pets.
Household pets, over 10 million. And not uninvited pets, but household pets, ones you plan on.
Yeah, but that is a good guess, but that's not what we're looking for.
There are over 10 million what in the United States? 10 million of these.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caleb from Cameron.
Okay, Caleb.
My guess is movie theaters.
Yeah. I mean, we could be very, you know, meta about that, too. It's like, hey, the answer is movie theaters, then we're giving movie theater passes. We really could do something like that.
That would be really cool if we were that in sync, but we're not, so.
At least not this time. 715-723-2555.
All right, tell you what, we'll take three more guesses here before 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bennett from Augusta.
Well, we got the young ones today. All right, Bennett, how old are you?
I'm 10.
All right, 10 years old. What's your guess?
Is it pencils?
One more time, Bennett. Did you say pencils?
Is it pencils?
Pencils. Okay.
Pencils. Okay, pencils. The good old number two pencils.
My initial take was he said tadpoles, so I'm glad you got pencils. All right, could it be pencils? No.
Thank you, Bennett. 715-723-2555. We're down to two more guesses here this hour.
Hi, we can hear ourselves. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pat from Hayward.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for calling from way up north.
Is it churches or houses of worship?
Churches or houses of worship. Over 10 million of them in the United States.
There are a lot. Is that what we're looking for? It is not. Sorry. All right. We'll take one more guest this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Chippewa.
All right, Scott, what do you think?
Stop signs.
Stop signs.
Oh, there are a lot of them for sure. Stop signs. Now, all right. Could that be it? Sorry, Scott.
There are over 10 million what in the United States? Over 10 million of these. We'll give you another shot at this and a chance to win your way into a movie at Mycon Cinemas next hour.
People want those movie passes? I can understand totally.
Tuesday trivia try number two here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. You know the drill. You know the number, 715-723-2555. The question we're working on is this. There are over 10 million of what in the United States? There are over 10 million of these in the U.S. of A. A chance to win not one, but two Mycon Cinemas movie passes. Maybe you want to go see I Can Only Imagine 2 when it opens for everyone this Thursday evening and this weekend. Make sure it's a great opening weekend to support faith-based films. 715-723-2555. Let's go right to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from? Need to speak up just a little bit more. I couldn't quite catch that. Go ahead one more time. Are you still with me? Must have a bad connection here. All right. You call us back, all right? 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hattie from Augusta.
Hey, Hattie. How are you doing?
Good.
What do you think? There are over 10 million of what in the United States? What do you think, Hattie?
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools. Over 10 million swimming pools in the United States. Is that it? It's not. But we're going to just do a real quiet little buzzer. Just a real quiet little buzzer. All right, Hattie, you call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Miriam from Eau Claire.
Miriam from Eau Claire. What do you think, Miriam? Over 10 million of what in the United States?
Is it motorcycles?
Is it motorcycles? Over 10 million motorcycles? Not it, but thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Chance for two Mycon Cinemas movie passes to see a movie of your choice at any Mycon location. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Asher.
Asher, where are you from today?
Ladysmith.
And hopefully every day. Asher from Ladysmith, what do you think? Over 10 million of what in the United States?
Cattle.
Cattle. Over 10 million cattle in the United States. Is that what it is, Halvo? Did Asher get it?
Good try, but sorry, that's not it.
Not it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Over 10 million of these in the United States. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Jim, what do you think?
How about landlines?
Landlines. I feel like that's been an answer to one of our questions at some point in the past. Is it landlines, over 10 million landlines still remaining in the United States?
Sorry, Jim.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hattie from Augusta.
Hattie's hey, Hattie. Back. What do you think?
Golf courses.
Golf courses. over 10 million golf courses in the United States. Did Hattie get it, Halvo?
Sorry, Hattie. There's a lot, but I don't know if there's that many.
715-723-2555. Two more guesses for a chance to win Mycon movie passes. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Asher again from Ladysmith.
All right, Asher, what do you think? You guessed cattle last time. What do you think this time?
So I'm guessing it's something easy like maybe cars.
Something easy like cars. Could be. Could
yeah.
be. Could
There's
be
a lot of them out there on the
right
road.
The face. Did he get it, Halvo?
Sorry, man.
Not it, Asher. Thank you. 715-723-2555. One final guess before we push this off 20-ish minutes on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from for Tuesday Trivia?
Sevilla from Blair.
Hey, Sevilla, what do you think?
Is it bridges?
Is it bridges?
Mm-hmm.
There's one not too far from my house that I don't think is ever going to get repaired. It's just kind of been blocked up for a long time. Are there over 10 million bridges in the United States, Sevilla?
Sorry.
Not it. All right. 715-723-2555. Make sure you have that in your phone, and we're going to give you another shot at winning these Mycon Cinemas movie passes coming up. Third try for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Good to have you with us, Caleb and Halvel. Tuesday Trivia gives you a chance this week to win two Mycon Cinemas movie passes. Maybe you want to see I Can Only Imagine 2 when it opens up for the general public this Thursday evening. Make sure you go out and support that so it's a big opening weekend. But here's the question. Here's the question that hasn't been solved yet. There are over 10 million of what in the United States? There are over 10 million of these in the USA. 715-723-2555. If you're the first one to get it right here live on the air, we'll send you to the movies with a guest for free.
We've had a lot of good guesses so far, but nobody's hit it on the head.
715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in.
We've got more callers. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dave from Fall Creek.
Hey, Dave, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Churches.
Churches. That's been guessed earlier. Do you have a backup guess?
Millionaires.
Millionaires. All right. Is it millionaires?
Sorry, Dave.
715-723-2555. Over 10 million of what in the United States?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lindsay from Fall Creek.
Hi, Lindsay. Back to back from Fall Creek here.
Yeah, I was just going to guess Bibles.
Is it Bibles? Over 10 million Bibles in the United States?
Good guess.
Not it. There are over 10 million what in the U.S. of A?
And again, there may be that many. It's just that's not the answer we're looking for.
Exactly.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Miriam from Eau Claire again.
Hi, Eau Claire. What do you think?
Is it RVs?
RVs. I had a friend who was just out doing some RVing over the weekend in Minnesota and back. That's not it. Sorry.
I think that sounds really fun to ride in. I'm not sure if I would want to try to park one.
Yeah, I know.
But someone else is driving? Sure.
It takes some skill, that's for sure. Those are some big rigs. All right, we have more than 10 million of what? You guys have guessed just about everything. I don't know what it could be. 723-2555, 723-2555. Any more guesses left in you today? We'll take three more, huh?
Chance to go to the movies at Mycon.
That's right, for free. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Bruce.
Hi, Jennifer.
Is it gas stations?
Is it gas stations? There are over 10 million gas stations in the United States. Is that it?
Sorry, Jennifer.
Again, possible, plausible, just not the answer we're looking for.
Yeah. Two more tries here. Otherwise, move on to after 7:15 tomorrow on a Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Fall Creek again.
All right, Dave, try number two this segment. What do you think?
Fast food chains.
Fast food chains.
Yeah, that's a good guess, right? Okay. There's a lot of them. I mean, think of, you know, Culver's, McDonald's, Burger King, Hardee's, on and on. But that is not what we're looking for.
Final guess before Tuesday Trivia morphs into Win It Wednesday.
This is it. No pressure. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Barron.
Jennifer, it all comes down to you.
Libraries.
Is it libraries? Over 10 million libraries in the United States. Again, this seems very possible, very plausible. I visited a lot of libraries when I was a kid. Love libraries.
And the hosts of this show love, love, love books. Love having our kids read to. Love having our kids listen to and, you know, reading books. But that is not it.
Not it. But thank you, Jennifer from Barron. Keep thinking about your possible guesses, possible answers to this Tuesday trivia question bright and early after 7:15 tomorrow morning. We'll give you another shot at winning these Mycon movie passes.